Boston is a city of history, and it's about to deliver some more. Today, voting began to pick the next mayor, and the winner will be the first person of color voted into this job. Today is for what's called preliminary voting to winnow 5 candidates down to 2. All 5 are candidates of color. 4 are women. Let's break this down with Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter for member station WBUR. Okay, Anthony, why has it taken so long for this first for Boston?
Well, hi, Scott. It's true. For more than 200 years, Bostonians have only elected white men to lead their city, and there are a lot of reasons for that. Over the decades, this city has struggled with a complicated legacy around race. You'll recall a pretty bad chapter back in the 1970s around forced busing to integrate the schools. Yeah. But today, Boston is really diverse with large Black, Asian, and Latino populations. People of color are on the city council. Ayanna Pressley, a Black woman, represents a big swath of the city in Congress. And the last white mayor, Marty Walsh, left town earlier this year to become Joe Biden's labor secretary. Sure. So City Council President Kim Janey, a Black woman, became interim mayor and made history. So here she is being sworn in last spring.
Today is a new day. I stand before you as the first woman and the first Black mayor of Boston, the city that I love.
And now Janey is one of 5 candidates, 4 women, 1 man, all of them people of color, not a white man among them. And today, as you said, Boston voters will send 2 of them on to the general election in the fall.
Okay, now ahead of Janey in the polls is Michelle Wu on the city council. How do you explain her edge here?
So Wu is a Taiwanese American. She's the darling of progressives. She's raised lots of money. Senator Elizabeth Warren has endorsed her. And polls suggest that, indeed, she's in a good position to grab one of the 2 spots to move on to the November election. She's pushing for a number of progressive policies that lots of folks in Boston are excited about. That includes a citywide Green New Deal, free public transportation, and universal pre-care and child care for families. So here she is at a rally this past Saturday.
We fought for city dollars to go to communities of color, and we will ensure that every penny of our resources goes to building healthier, stronger, more equitable communities here.
So that's Michelle Wu, and there's a tight race for the second spot between acting mayor Janey and 2 city councilors, Anissa Saibi George, she's the daughter of a Tunisian Muslim father, and Andrea Campbell, who is another Black woman.
Okay, and finally, Anthony, you've mentioned climate issues, transportation, pre-K. As far as the voters, what are the issues uppermost in their minds as they go to the polls?
Yeah, well, the pandemic is obviously a huge issue. So getting everyone vaccinated has been a priority, particularly in neighborhoods of color where vaccination rates are lower. Beyond that, I'd say the number one issue that all 5 candidates are talking about is affordable housing and how to close a racial wealth gap in a city that has one of the widest wealth gaps in the country.
Okay, Anthony Brooks is WBUR's senior political reporter talking to us about preliminary voting for Boston's mayor's race. Anthony, thanks much.
My pleasure, Scott.